A federal judge in Texas has ordered that this five-year-old boy, Leon Ramos, be released along with his father from ICE custody. He had been detained by federal agents out in Minneapolis. His picture went viral. The judge who ordered the release specifically referenced concern about traumatizing children. He is not the only kid being detained under current policies. And with this particular case, the administration claimed something that was not backed up in court, right? They claimed the father was trying to flee and that he was here illegally. He was here under a policy honored by the last administration. They used an app on a phone to claim asylum. That was a legal process. So now they're out of this detention facility. But doesn't that raise to you concern that there are children who are getting caught in the crosshairs, that there does need to be, perhaps from Congress, some guardrails here being put on Homeland Security and what they're doing?
I think that that is part of the reform process we'll be looking at. I think there are.
But you have to force it, or do you trust DHS to do it?
We can pass the laws. I think the problem is situations like these give a black eye to actually law enforcement officers who are just trying to do their jobs. And look, the mission, I think, is to get violent felons out of the country. Most people support that. The number one issue the president won the election on. What I worry about is turning a winning issue into a liability. I still believe the American people want us to remove dangerous, violent criminals from the streets, but they don't want to see these images of children and people being dragged out of their cars and U.S. citizens. Those excessive use of forces cases need to stop. And I think Tom Homan will de-escalate the situation, as I've been calling for weeks.